What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you watching on BAM Music TV, this gorgeous creature sitting beside me is the lovely Lady Claire. And Lady Claire, what's the first thing you have on your talking points?
Well, the first thing I've got was something kind of amazing because I missed it first time around. And I want to thank the writers of an op-ed today in Fars News in English, which is an Iranian publication. But it taught me something that I didn't realize had happened. I kept wondering about the U.S. involvement with the Saudi war crimes in Yemen. And all of a sudden, it hit me like a mackerel. Let me tell you what happened. Right after the Saudis invaded, the U.S. military occupied an island called Socotra in 2015. Now, this little place is at the crossroads of the strategic naval waterways of the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. It's of crucial importance to the U.S. military. And many years ago, it was said that whoever attains maritime supremacy in the Indian Ocean would be a prominent player in the international scene. Well, guess what they're doing on this island?
Tell me.
They are building a huge naval facility without any, you know, any kind of okay from what is left of the Yemeni government. They're just building this so that they can control the flash points of goods, oil, petroleum, and whatever in that crucial Indian Ocean area. That's why the U.S. has been complicit in these Saudi war crimes, to get that hunk of land and build the biggest naval base that they can. And I would like to ask a request of our Rivero's Rangers.
Go for it.
I would like them to contact their congresspeople, the non-news corporate media, and say, what is happening in Socotra, Yemen, which the U.S. invaded and is building on in 2015? How much is this costing the American taxpayer to build this facility? And how large would this facility be? And when is it expected to be finished?
I'm wondering if this is where part of that missing $6 trillion from the Pentagon went to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it just, you know, and I do think that there is a lot of wisdom in reading the foreign press in English. Had I not stumbled onto the article about, and you talked about it earlier, the U.S. Declaring and CENTCOM declaring a state of permanent war in Afghanistan, I wouldn't have seen it. But I'm very grateful to whoever wrote this English op-ed mentioning the U.S. military base on Socotra, land we have no moral claim to, you know, just, we took it. It was there.
It's ours by right of conquest.
Yeah, you know, and folks, people in the Middle East don't hate us because we're free. They hate us because of stunts like this.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm pretty good at getting right on the point and seeing stuff when it happens. But realizing now that this has been going on since 2015, yeah, I want to find out more about that. And I think I'm going to be presenting it on the website in the next couple of days.
Okay.
And we have found out that the cause of Russian UN Ambassador Churkin's death will not be released. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office, citing diplomatic protocol, will not release the cause and manner of death for Russia's ambassador to the UN, who died suddenly last month after collapsing in his office.
Well, those toxicology tests must have come back with something rather incriminating, because if it was natural causes, there wouldn't be a stink about this.
No, and apparently Julie Bolzer, the spokeswoman for the city's medical examiner, said today, that the city's law department told the office not to release any further information in order to comply with international law and protocol. And the U.S. State Department, of all agencies, asked the city in writing on February 24th not to reveal the autopsy results because apparently Churkin's diplomatic immunity survives his death.
That's like when the Supreme Court ruled that Vince Foster had a right to privacy even though he was dead.
Yeah. I mean, come on, guys.
You might as well have a flashing neon light.
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Yep. And,
I mean, look at some of these other Russian diplomats who have died, and they just come right out and immediately said, it was obviously a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
Nobody said we can't talk about the heart attack because of his diplomatic immunity. Only in this one, as they say, diplomatic immunity, international law and protocol in bovine excrement, more bovine excrement, and you have no right to know if this guy was actually whacked on U.S. soil.
Yeah. Next thing I'd like to talk about, you were talking about the Chinese being very nervous about the situation with U.S., South Korea, North Korea. Well, it got a little worse today. China is warning of nuclear first strike in response to THAAD deployment. China is warning that it is reconsidering its policy not to use nuclear weapons against South Korea in response to the U.S. deploying the THAAD missile system and sending B-2 bombers to protect its ally.
B-52.
Yes, THAAD is being deployed to shield South Korea from North Korea ballistic missiles after several states by North Korea in recent months. Now, Beijing is furious because the system will also be capable of tracking missiles launched from China.
It is a little bit of overkill for just the Koreas themselves, and it's definitely there to protect not just South Korea, which is in play with the impeachment of their president, but also to protect Japan while they try and project more power into the South China Sea.
Right. And we're doing a huge military operation, the U.S. and South Korea. And they're going to have about 300,000 South Korean troops, 15,000 U.S. personnel. That's a lot of guys, Mike.
I wonder if that's where they sent our big, giant floating radar. That's been gone for a while here. And they're talking about a 60-day exercise.
Yeah.
They actually have enough people, enough weapons, and enough time to actually invade North Korea. And I can understand why North Korea's government would be very, very nervous about that. Mm-hmm. We need to do a quick shout-out to our Honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And aloha. The network doesn't watch through the camera.
Okay.
It's the radio network.
Yeah, right. I know.
Okay. Our next guest, Marcel Marceau.
But I am hoping that
I'm sorry for our younger listeners who have no idea what I'm talking about.
I hear you, dear. I would like to hope that there are some responsible adults in the room in both D.C. and Beijing who are quietly working to ramp the tensions down. Because, Michael, between this long series of exercises and with the South Korean president just impeached and thrown out of office, things are pretty chaotic out there.
They are very chaotic, and I'm wondering how much of this is being initiated by Donald Trump, or if he's so busy with the alligators crawling out of the draining swamp to bite him on his rear end that he's just sort of going along with existing plans coming out of the Pentagon.
Yes. Pentagram's a whole different thing.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. But there are some overlaps.
I was going to say, it depends on how you hold that map.
Yeah, I know. Now, these military exercises are scheduled to last for 2 months and have just begun. That's a lot of time for something to go south in terms of either an accidental blunder or a real false flag incident to be blamed on the North Korean government. And off we'd be going.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is an area of concern. Mm-hmm. Our war hawk establishment, like John McCain, and certainly Israel, which is seeing their dreams of a U.S. Destruction of Iran evaporating, I think we need to get back to that issue of a false flag, not just over there in the Western Pacific, but possibly in the U.S. It was only a few days ago where they were out there trying to claim that North Korea was going to attack us here in Hawaii, which would be a big drag. And that ridiculous story coming out of the Middle East Media Research Institute.
Memory.
Yeah, claiming that Russia was planting nuclear missile moles along our seacoast.
Oh, right.
In order to have a first strike with zero warning capability. And we know that there may be nuclear weapons untracked already within the United States of America. There are two issues. There was that strange circumstance of the Air Force bomber flight with nuclear weapons on the pylons, from involving Minot Air Base. And somewhere in that whole flying around nonsense, one of those nuclear weapons is still unaccounted for. And then we also have that still unexplained radioactive hotspot at the Israeli consulate in New York that has never been explained.
Right.
So
right.
I would be very, very careful. The next false flag is going to be really horrific because airplanes into skyscrapers, been there, done that.
Yeah. We've been together for a month or two, haven't we?
I think we have. Yeah. I think we have.
What I would like to see in this circumstance to de-escalate and pull down the situation would be if U.S., Japan, South Korea, and China were to get North Korea back to the bargaining table and replace the current armistice with an actual peace treaty with North Korea, with the caveat being that in return for a legitimate peace treaty, North Korea would give up its nuclear weapons program. Of course, that would be logical.
Well, the problem is that the United States does not want peace. In fact, North Korea and South Korea, only about 6 years ago, were actually talking about reunification the way Germany had. And then the U.S. got involved and got them back at each other's throats. Because ultimately, the U.S. needs to have a state of war with China and Russia, maybe a Cold War, in order to block the ruble and the yuan from further displacing the U.S. dollar in global commerce. And that is really the agenda that is driving all of this rush to war.
But someone, and I would like to hope that someone listening to this show or reading the site who has President Trump ears will say, President, I don't think a hot war with either Russia or China is a really good idea right now. We don't have the weaponry. We don't have the troop strength. We don't have the manufacturing. And we don't have the money. I mean, the Russians and the Chinese spend a lot less, but they're getting a lot more bang for their buck.
Well, their goal is to make working weapons,
You
know, not necessarily to just make the defense contractors rich. In fact, one of the articles I didn't mention in the radio show, but it's on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, the French pilots who have been interacting with the Russian pilots over these various areas of conflict are actually saying the Russians are not our enemies, and they're openly admiring the resurgence of Russian aviation.
Yeah.
They're apparently saying, wow, I wish we had a bunch of those aircraft. It's like when Goering was talking about the invasion of Britain, and he was asking his commanders, you know, I'll get you anything you want for the Battle of Britain. What do you need? And they said, we need squadrons of Spitfires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to go over to a new confirmation of this administration. Apparently, David Friedman, staunch Israeli settlement backer, has been approved by Senate panel as our envoy to Israel.
I'll bet that vote was unanimous.
Okay. Friedman confirmed by the Foreign Relations Committee on the force of the GOP majority and one Democratic vote. That was Menendez. Menendez was the sole Democrat to vote in favor of the nomination, thus providing it with a minimal level of bipartisan cover.
But that, one vote is not bipartisan cover. Yes.
Menendez, like Senator Ben Cardin, was one of only four Democrats to vote against the Iran deal in 2015 and comes from New Jersey, a state with a large Jewish population and has important supporters and donors from the more, let's say, right-wing and Orthodox segments of the state's Jewish community, which were generally supportive of Friedman's nomination. Just what we need in the Middle East. An ambassador,
I'm beginning to see Donald Trump as like the Merovingian enfeebled kings. Just really surrounded by people who have usurped his power and are making decisions for him.
Yeah.
Just like the way apparently Mike Pence is now directing Sean Spicer in regards to the CIA WikiLeaks situation.
And, you know, Mike, I'm looking at this appointment and the nomination, and I'm thinking, it's just what we need right now, an ambassador to Israel who is just to the right of Attila the Hun when it comes to Palestinian rights and the territorial integrity of Palestinian lands. He's very much pro-settlement. And yet Washington pathologically cannot get why Arab nations do not see the U.S. government as an honest broker for peace.
Well, this goes all the way back to 9/11. Before 9/11, the United States was at least going through the motions of being neutral in this debate and an arbiter. But after 9/11, the U.S. just swung over and did whatever Israel wanted, Israel got. And I really do think Israel has been blackmailing our entire federal government with 9/11. and basically saying, you know, give us what we want, or we'll tell the world who really did 9/11, and it'll be worse for you than it is for us, because everybody expects Israel to do things like this, but nobody expects the U.S. government to do dirty tricks like this to start wars.
Yeah.
Forgetting about the Lusitania, forgetting about the Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, forgetting about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin.
Right.
Forgetting about the fact Pearl Harbor was not a surprise.
Yeah.
And so forth and so
on. Yeah. And I have a wonderful bit of irony and marvelous hypocrisy. You know how during the campaign, the Clintons and Podestas were saying, oh, Trump's a Russian puppet?
Yes.
Guess who's just gone to work for the biggest Russian bank? Russia's largest bank confirms that they are hiring the Podesta Group to lobby for ending sanctions against it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that really is a classic case of corruption here. And like I said early in the show, it's a protection racket. Obama puts a sanction on the bank, and then the Russian bank has to pay protection money to the Podesta Group to get the sanctions removed.
Yeah. And this is Russia's largest bank, Sberbank, and it's confirmed that it has hired the consultancy of Tony Podesta, the elder brother of John Podesta, who chaired Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign for lobbying in its interests in the U.S. and proactively seeking the removal of various Obama-era sanctions. The press service of the Russian Institute told that to TASS on Thursday. The New York office of Sberbank indeed hired the Podesta Group and is engaging with external consultants, which is part of its standard business practices. And I mean, the hypocrisy and the irony just smells to high heaven. It's really amazing.
Okay.
You know, I think the Clinton camp protested way too much, given this recent turn of events. I mean, that's hysterical.
Well, again, when they were starting all of this nonsense, they were convinced Hillary Clinton was going to win, and they would have control over all the paper records, and they would have control over hiding the evidence. And again, the parallel goes back to Watergate itself, where Richard Nixon's committee to reelect the president committed all these crimes. And then because Nixon succeeded in stealing the presidency a second time, he was able to basically keep everything covered up until Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein dug it all out, which led to prosecutions and eventually to Nixon's resignation.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, Hillary failed to steal the White House, and all of the evidence is now out of their control.
Yeah.
And that's why it's all really starting to come on out. But, you know, the more the members of Congress scream for an investigation into Trump's Russia connection, the more the pressure is going to build on Hillary Clinton's role in the transferring of 20% of America's uranium resources into Russian control by companies that then made very generous donations to Hillary Clinton's foundation.
That
should be investigated. Why aren't they investigating that?
You bet.
The evidence is already out there for that.
Yeah. It's amazing how these people operate, and they think people don't see the reality of what's going on. I mean, that just amazes me, Mike.
Well, I think they're actually blinded by their own staffs, because the more layers of staff you have under you that are trying to hang on to their jobs and get promotions, middle management's always trying to tell the boss what the boss wants to hear.
Right.
You can actually get cut off from what's going on in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason the election last year was such a shock was because the political planners really were not in touch with what real, ordinary Americans were thinking and feeling. Mm-hmm. And they got caught completely by surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. But it will be interesting to see how that goes in terms of how much money Sberbank is going to have to spend to get these sanctions released and removed.
Well, it'll be about half of what the sanctions would have cost them. I think that's a fair price.
Yeah, definitely.
For protection money.
Yeah. And the House has passed a $578 billion military spending bill.
Ooh, more money. For the bombs and bullets and butter and everything. We got to take a break for commercials here, and we'll be back after these few words.
We're gonna.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. And actually, don't call in. We're keeping the phone lines closed because of all the people who were calling in that wanted to talk about complete irrelevancies and take us off focus. So you were coming back to this story here about the new $578 billion military spending bill.
Right.
You know, frankly, I don't think we ought to give the Pentagon any more money until they fully explain what happened to that other $6 trillion that just disappeared. Because that, to me, that's just lousy bookkeeping. And Trump, being a businessman, he ought to say, look, you've got $6 trillion sitting around there somewhere.
Yeah,
just spend that and let us give some of the money back to the American people here.
Yeah.
But it really is a hideous waste of money, especially when you look at the poor quality weapons we're getting for all that money. Of course, it sends a message to the rest of the world, because it doesn't matter what you say or what you actually do, shows the world what you are. And if we're spending so much money on war, then we are a warrior nation, and no amount of talk and peace and holidays and everything are going to change that.
Yeah. Now, the remainder of this fiscal year is what this essentially is for. The bill now moves on to the Senate, which again is expected to pass it easily. But the exact meaning of the figures is a little difficult, because Congress had already passed a military spending bill for fiscal year 2017 back in December, which was $611 billion.
You know what this is? This is heading off the fact that we're going to have a debt ceiling crisis the middle of the month.
Yep.
So what they're doing is they're saying, here's the Pentagon, the war machine's money for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And when we hit the debt ceiling and shut down the government, all you ordinary American citizens, well, you're out of luck. Remember the last time they shut down the government? Remember what they shut down? The national parks, all the stuff we actually wanted, all the stuff all the stuff we actually pay taxes for, that was all shut down. All the stuff that we don't like the war machine and the spying on us and all the rest of it, that kept on running without interruption.
And I do have a memo to President Trump and Congress. If this much money, and I mean, the zeros boggle my mind. If this much money is going to be spent on military, we need to spend it more wisely, particularly when it comes to America's weapon makers. The practice of delivering weapons which are obsolete upon delivery, which do not perform as advertised or have horrific cost overruns, cannot and should not be tolerated by either the government or we the people.
Did you catch the story the other day where because they can't get the F-35's internal cannon to work, their solution is they've strapped another cannon onto the belly.
Strapped it with what?
Well, I mean, they're just bolting it on, but it's the idea.
Good
it's another very heavy piece of equipment that shouldn't have to be there because they can't get the cannon that's inside the aircraft to actually work properly.
But isn't, I mean, Mike, I'm no aviation person, but you are. Isn't that going to cause the plane to fly more slowly and cause it to use more fuel?
Yes, that's exactly right. And it won't be
that's
as maneuverable
insane.
Because it's heavier.
That's absolutely insane.
Well, that's the pentagram for you.
You've given it a new name, haven't you?
Actually, that was sent in by one of the listeners, and I've just decided that's it.
Okay.
That's it. It's now the pentagram.
Another little article from Blacklisted News. They have a lot of good, sober stuff that I like to link to. And the question is being asked, are central banks losing control? If you want a central banker to choke on his or her croissant, read them this quote from socio-historian Emmanuel Wallerstein. Countries have lost the ability to control what happens to them in the ongoing life of the modern world system. Stated another way, Wallerstein is asking, what do central banks no longer control? Now, they still claim absolute control over their currency, interest rates, what's legal, outlawed in their financial system, and so on. But Wallerstein is suggesting that era has ended, and central banks are losing control of the value of their currency.
Well, here's the point. Under private central banking, they never really had control because private central banking is a naturally unstable system.
Right.
Because by design, it produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And they don't have control of the value of the currency because inevitably, as the debt is monetized and you have inflation, the value of the currency is driven down. And there may be brief periods of manipulation that drive it back up again, but the trend is always down, always down, always down. The banks get rich, we get poor. They think that's the way the world was supposed to be. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show. And we were talking about the central bank. It's a naturally unstable system. It's legalized counterfeiting.
Yeah.
And the banks like to exert control, which they do, exploiting that sense of debt obligation by governments, nations, people. But it's all a fraud. It's all a scam. And that's why these private central banks, they're in an absolute tizzy over Arizona. Getting ready to pass a law declaring gold and silver coinage to be legal tender, and they like the globalists, like the intelligence community, are seeing their fingers start to slip from the throat of planet Earth, and they're in a panic.
Yes,
yes,
definitely. Another article that I found very telling, and this came out of Zero Hedge again. It's a blog that I encourage people to look at. I don't always agree with their assessments 100%, but usually they're pretty close to being bang spot on. And this article was titled, "The Conflict Within the Deep State Just Broke into Open Warfare." This profound split in the deep state has now broken into warfare, and the first salvo was the absurd propaganda campaign led by the establishment mouthpieces, the New York Times and the Washington Compost.
Correction, that's the New York Slimes
and the Washington Compost. I'm sorry, I'll get it right.
Okay.
claiming that Russian agents had hacked the U.S. election to favor Trump. This fact-free propaganda campaign failed, having no evidence, didn't work quite as well as the NYT and WAPO expected, and so the propaganda machine launched the second salvo, accusing Trump of being a Russian patsy. The evidence for this claim was equally laughable, and that campaign has only made the establishment, its propaganda mouthpieces, and the neocon deep state look desperate and foolish on the global and domestic stages.
They're cornered animals, and cornered animals are definitely
dangerous.
The most dangerous here. And the reason this is heading us into a crisis is because all ruling parties will have faction fights. I don't know if you're as big a fan of Game of Thrones as I am, but that sort of thing really does go on. Even British history, the rise of Richard III and so forth, that stuff is always going on.
Mm-hmm.
But these ruling parties have to maintain a public face that all is going well, everything is functioning smoothly, the rulers are doing what the rulers are supposed to be doing, or at least what the people are hoping that they're doing, in order to keep the populations calm and busy at their work, paying taxes and breeding more soldiers and workers and so forth.
And being distracted.
And being distracted.
Yeah.
When the faction fights break into the open, the message that the people start to get is something's broken. The government is at war with itself.
Yeah.
It's not functioning, and it's certainly not functioning to take care of me and my family. And again, this was a symptom that we saw in the former Soviet Union just before it all came apart, where we began to see these various factions within the Politburo in open public conflict with each other, and that just absolutely destroyed whatever confidence the Soviet citizens had in their system of government.
Yeah. And you know, sweetie, I was not terribly surprised by WikiLeaks' Vault 7 dump.
I wasn't either.
The reason I say this is CIA, U.S. Deep State are not here to protect you and me, the average working people. They're there to protect the moneyed interests and invest time and energy in that which brings them the necessary cash for their off-the-shelf operations over which Congress has utterly no oversight.
All right, well, I want to go back on that because CIA, I don't think, sees its job as protecting the moneyed interests. CIA definitely works with the moneyed interests.
Well, there you go.
But CIA, as Harry Truman himself pointed out in his own biography, CIA has become a law unto itself. And CIA's leadership tend to assume they know what's best for the nation and the world as an excuse to do what's in their own best interest to do.
Yeah.
And they have engaged in horrific criminality. They definitely lied to President John F. Kennedy to get that invasion of the Bay of Pigs.
Right.
And their motivation was simply one of spite and revenge for Castro's having kicked them and their puppet rulers out of Cuba. And they wanted to do a getcha and get back in, and it blew up in their face. And it was a huge embarrassment.
Yep.
And that's really what it was. And it's rather troubling to see people with this much unaccountable power behaving with some very, very childish motives.
Yeah.
And again, the lack of congressional oversight is twofold. One is the fact that CIA will lie to Congress. NSA will lie to Congress. Clapper lied under oath to Congress when he said the NSA was not monitoring mass surveillance of the American citizens. And then we found out that's exactly what they have been doing.
Right.
The other part of it, of course, is that CIA engages in criminal activities to generate streams of revenue, which make it immune from any kind of investigation by Congress. Congress doesn't know all that's going on. Neither does the president.
No.
And it's funded. And again, going back to Arkansas in the mid-1980s and that operation that where the CIA was manufacturing untraceable military weapons and sending them to Nicaragua to aid the Contras against the Sandinistas. And because it was illegal under U.S. law, they were funding it by literally smuggling tons of cocaine back into the United States of America and selling it to your children. And then Governor Bill Clinton was in charge of security inside Arkansas, making sure the state drug investigators never got anywhere near that airport at Mena, Arkansas, that was the hub for a lot of this activity, and providing a money laundering system that came from these land flip deals, SNLs, and all the payments after being laundered were paid out through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, which was written by Webb Hubble and signed into law by Governor Bill Clinton.
Right.
And the Bushes and the Clintons' political fortunes exploded from this drug and gun running that was sanctioned by the Central Intelligence Agency.
And by the way, if our readers and listeners are kind of scratching your heads about why the U.S. and NATO are still in Afghanistan nearly 16 years on, when the logical course of action would be to withdraw troops as quickly as would be safe.
Opium!
Then negotiating with whatever government was left standing in Kabul. There you go. I mean, you have
well,
images.
Well, those gosh darn Taliban had shut down the opium trade. What are the American drug lords supposed to do?
Yeah, you know.
We do have drug lords in America. I know Hollywood is always going to portray drug lords as sweaty South American men and women. But that's only partly true. We have American drug lords, and they walk among us.
Yeah. And
actually, they ride limousines. They would never actually be on the streets with
no.
us.
And as was noted in AlJazeera.com in October of last year, just in 2016, there has been a 43% rise, Mike, in estimated opium harvest.
I wonder if Monsanto's in there with GMO opium poppies.
And a 91% decrease in eradication. Folks, this is no accident. It's no coincidence. As was reported in globalresearch.ca in 2005, narcotics are second to oil and the arms trade. The revenues generated from the CIA-sponsored Afghan drug trade are sizable. The Afghan trade in opiates constitutes a larger share of the worldwide annual turnover of narcotics, which was estimated by the UN to be on the order of $400 to $500 billion
well,
annually.
Getting back to the eradication efforts, very often that is a cover for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I would refer you back to Bo Greitz and his book and subsequent video, A Nation Betrayed,
mm-hmm.
where the U.S. was sending all this money to Vietnam for the eradication of the opium crop over there. And it turned out the money was actually being used to build a paved highway up to the front door of Khun Sa's opium plantation
right.
so they could drive the trucks up there instead of bringing the opium out on horseback.
Yeah.
And again, we have pictures of the coalition forces, including ones with the American flag on their shoulder,
mm-hmm.
guarding and protecting opium poppies and literally handling the sacks full of raw opium.
And guys, these are real images. They've not been Photoshopped. They've not been made out of thin air.
If you go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, in that little gray box just under the top banner where there's a bunch of permanently linked stories, look for the one that says opium and Afghanistan. It's all in there. The biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country.
So the CIA is not here to protect our freedoms or liberties and the much-vaunted American way of life. It exists to support the deep state's agenda, most generally tied in with wars, assassination,
and
regime
smuggling.
Change. Yeah.
Now, where does the CIA recruit their top officials? From the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University. By
right.
the way, that's also in that movie,
The Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Most people don't know this, but the Skull and Bones fraternity, its official name is the Russell Trust. And the Skull and Bones fraternity was founded by the Russell family on money they earned in the opium trade. That whole Skull and Bones fraternity is a product of opium trading. And small wonder, if Skull and Bones is providing the top leadership for government and the intelligence agencies, that they would turn back to opium trafficking as a way of generating revenues for other nefarious activities. It really does make sense when you step back, take off your red, white, and blue tinted glasses and look at what's really going on.
Absolutely. Another related article, again from Blacklisted News, Spies Tell Lies, Spying is Lying. And the author of it has highlighted items from the latest WikiLeaks data dump of CIA files. For example, the CIA's use of other nations' hacking tools in order to give the impression that when the CIA hacks into secret areas, it looks like other nations were doing the hacking.
Primarily Russia and China.
Yeah,
that has
yeah.
come on out. Those are the two favorite countries the CIA love to frame
yeah.
when they break into other people's computers.
And make them appear to be the baddies when they're not at all. And this is standard operating procedure for the CIA and intelligence agencies around the world. Spies tell lies. A day without lying is a day without joy for these folks.
Smirch spionum.
Naive people are shocked that the CIA could have fabricated the whole Russia hacked the U.S. election story.
No.
But this is what the CIA does. This is another day at the office.
Are you telling me that Harrison Ford at the CIA is lying to us, that Tom Clancy was painting a completely fraudulent propaganda image of how of the wonderfully swell, sweet-smelling people over at the Central Intelligence Agency?
Yeah.
I am shocked.
I am truly shocked.
Yeah. I cannot tell you.
And, you know, it's gotten...
Well, I don't even know what to believe in anymore if it wasn't for my lucky astrology mood watch with the Elvis glow-in-the-dark band.
Right. You know, and as someone who is approaching 68 in a couple of months, at this point in my life, I can't believe anything the government says. I understand that everything that comes out of this government is engineered to support an agenda, one usually closely tied with either wars, overt and covert, regime change, to change the leadership of a foreign government that's not to its liking. And as is happening today in Yemen, it's very apparent to me, Mike, that the U.S. government is totally, morally, and completely comfortable with being a willing participant to Saudi war crimes.
You're assuming they have a sense of morality to begin with, and they don't.
Okay, all right.
Morality is just to keep the serfs in line, to keep the slaves.
Right.
Be obedient, render unto Caesar. That's the moral thing to do. You want to be moral, don't you? Then you'll do what we tell you.
Nope. And in these war crimes in Yemen, schools, hospitals, and open-air marketplaces are being shot indiscriminately and with impunity by Saudi troops, and Yemeni kids are getting mortally wounded and killed from these attacks.
It's a terror campaign.
Yeah,
it's not war.
Yeah.
It's a campaign of terror to coerce the Yemen people to abandon the remnants of their chosen government and go with the internationally approved government of Yemen put forward by the United States of America. Now, by the way, I dare anybody to find in any constitution or document of origin of any nation a recognition of a right for the rest of the world to choose your government for you.
Right.
Certainly in our country, it's supposed to be we the people pick the government and the government works for us. There's nothing in the Constitution that says Great Britain has any way of saying, you know, who our government's going to be. Of course, they're always trying to do that. Certainly Israel's messing with our government. Mm-hmm. But there is no inherent right here. It is a crime, period, end of discussion. And the U.S. has been doing it for a long time, at least since the end of World War II. As a way of covert war against the rest of the world. The difference is now the world understands that's what's going on, which is why all of these U.S. ventures into places like Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen,
Somalia,
mm-hmm. they've bogged down. They're in a quagmire because the people of these countries understand these are not organic grassroots revolutionary movements. They are outside agent provocateurs trying to cheat them out of their national sovereignty and render them subservient to the coming global order.
And there's one thing I would like to politely remind President Trump about.
Mm-hmm.
Collective punishment is a war crime.
It absolutely is.
Mr. President, I'm very uncomfortable about how comfortable you were in signing off for more weapons to Saudi Arabia and Bahrain, which is one of the most suppressive of its own people, governments in the Middle East.
Well, getting on back to Yemen, in terms of the actual strategy behind it all,
mm-hmm.
what Saudi Arabia is doing to Yemen is exactly what the Nazis were doing to Great Britain with their mm-hmm. V-1 buzz bomb, the world's first cruise missile.
Shock and awe.
And their V-2 ballistic missile, which mm-hmm. was the first man-made object to go into space. They were just killing people at random there in Britain to try and get the British people to stand up to Churchill and say, capitulate to the Nazis. It didn't work back then. It only hardened the resolve of the British people to stand firm. And so, to nobody's surprise, all of this U.S. drone striking and backing Saudi Arabia and Yemen, it isn't working because it's hardening the resolve of those people to resist the imperial American aggression. And as a result, again, this is why all these nations around the world hate us. They don't hate us for our freedoms, Mr. Bush. They hate us because they're just going around their lives trying to take care of their families, minding their own business, and all of a sudden there's a horrendous explosion in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and people they've known all their lives are lying in bloody shreds at their feet, and the shrapnel is all stamped made in the USA.
Yeah. And the other thing that's happening in Yemen, the lucky ones, the lucky children who survive, are being starved to death because the Saudi government has closed down the Yemeni ports.
It's a blockade.
Food can't get in. And today I posted, and I continue to post, and they're very horrific and they're very disturbing images. But I think we, the people, need to have a conversation about, is this who we really are? Is this who we want to be as human beings?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to be. I think the big problem is that Americans don't want to be reminded this is what's going on in their name with their money. But you do need to look at those pictures.
Yeah.
And not just of Yemen, of all the people killed, crippled, starving to death around the world, and realize this is your tax dollars at work. And are you okay with that? No. Got to take a break. Commercial. Back to the last segment of our program after these few weeks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday. And Claire, you've got one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I do. Today is Edward Bernays' birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You're right.
Happy birthday.
And here is how his...
Get plastered, you bastard. Happy birthday to you.
Here is how his propaganda still controls you. In the early part of the 20th 20th century, there was growing discontent among the general public who had finally become tired of being treated like a second-class citizen. These people began to hold strikes, boycotts, and take any action they could to weaken the establishment in hopes to bring about a more humane society and working environment. Now, this was bad news for those in control because they needed the cooperation of the average person to build their empires and fill the ranks in their armies.
And accept a lowered minimum wage.
Yeah.
We're going through all this same stuff all over again.
And the government and corporations needed a more respectable image. And that need gave rise to the public relations movement.
Otherwise known as lying for bucks.
Yeah. There were many minds that made this movement possible, but the field itself is most typically associated with a guy by the name of Edward Bernays. Bernays is known as the father of public relations, not because he was the first or only person to study propaganda, but rather was the person to explain its practical use in a published work. And this is why the alleged educational standards in Common Core do not teach critical thinking. They want people to stay as far away from the facts as humanly possible in order to create a hive mind in which one does not think, but follows its leadership blindly, no matter how completely wrong that leadership may be in their perceptions and actions.
Well, all over the corporate media, we're hearing this new phrase that we live in a post-truth culture. In other words, facts aren't supposed to be important anymore. It's how you feel, how you're made to feel about an issue that should decide your behavior. And that, of course, is complete and utter nonsense.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever, but you can understand it after the revelations that have come out from WikiLeaks, why they're making that kind of statement.
Yeah. They just want you to believe. And again, it goes back to that comment I made about the supermarket checkout lines, where they want you obsessed with celebrity lifestyles of the vaporous and undeserving and so forth. And they don't want you focusing on what they're really doing. But what you need to focus on right now is Obamagate and CIAgate. Those are two places where right now our current establishment are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you should be furious about the CIA gate issue.
Yes.
It is an affront to you. It is proof that this government sees you as property, as livestock.
Mm-hmm.
They have no respect for you as a human being with constitutional rights. And they've gone completely off that constitution, which makes our current government illegal and illegitimate completely. They can't even begin to claim that they're legitimate because they are not complying with that constitution. And we know that the arrogant attitude coming out of George W. Bush is the constitution's just a blankety blank piece of paper. Well, in his mind it is, but if anybody's going to fight for the Bill of Rights, it has to be you and I. So there's the music. It's time for us to get out of here. Please make a point. Keep pouring Obamagate and CIAgate onto your social media and email. Just keep pushing on this story until something breaks and it all starts to come down. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.